Hi everyone, Mark here with an exciting announcement. Courtney and I have teamed up with our friends from Three Sisters Paranormal to start a ghost tour company called Appalachian Ghost Tours. Our first ghost tour is almost here and we couldn't be more thrilled. We will be investigating the historic Mayberry Mansion in Mayberry, West Virginia on September 13th for the first time ever. This beautiful mansion with a tragic past will be explored. So if you have nothing planned for Friday the 13th, come out and join us for an unforgettable paranormal investigation. To RSVP, click the link below. We hope to see you there. Mountain State Mysteries contains adult content that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. I'm your host, Mark, and this is Mountain State Mysteries. The case I have for you today is about a woman who, to this day, her identity is still unknown. This is the case of the Wetzel County Jane Doe. On February 13, 1983, a senior couple spotted what they thought was a mannequin, but what they actually found was the body of a white female alongside Route 250 near Littleton, West Virginia in Wetzel County. The body looked like it was placed there recently, and the reason they thought this was due to a snow that hit the area the night before. The snow covered everything but the body of the unidentified woman. From the investigation of the area where her body was found, it looked like tire tracks and footprints indicated that she was killed in another area. Police say that she was not a victim of sexual assault, although foul play was known to be involved in her death. Police believe that she was killed by asphyxiation or strangulation, though it's never really been confirmed. Hey y'all, we're thrilled to announce an exclusive paranormal investigation in collaboration with Three Sisters Paranormal at the Powerhouse Resort Mayberry Mansion. Join us on September 13th before the Head of the Dragon festivities on the 28th for a ghost hunt like no other. For just $10 per person, you can explore this historic mansion, which has never been investigated before. With a dark and mysterious history, the Mayberry Mansion is the perfect location for a night of thrills and chills. All proceeds will go towards the ongoing economic development of the Head of the Dragon Trail. So not only will you experience something truly unique, but you'll also support a great cause. Don't miss out on this one-of-a-kind event. Secure your spot today and get ready for an unforgettable Friday the 13th. RSVP now by visiting the link in our show notes and prepare to uncover the secrets hidden within the Mayberry Mansion. Authorities believe they have at least two possible suspects in the murder of Jane Doe. One is a stocky white man in his 40s and is roughly 5'10 and 185 to 200 pounds. This man was seen in the area and he could have been driving a 1978 or 1980 two-tone brown Chevrolet pickup truck with a light-colored camper top on it. The second suspect is a man in prison for multiple murders without the possibility of parole, but police cannot prosecute him until Jane Doe's identity is known. Some people actually believe that Jane Doe could really be a victim of the red-headed murders, also known as the Bible Belt murders. If you have no idea what the Redhead Murders case is, well, you're in the right place. The Redheaded Murders is the name given to a series of unsolved homicides of red-headed females in the United States between October 1978 to 1992. The man who committed these homicides is still unknown to this day. The murders took place in six states: Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Authorities are actually unsure how many people were responsible for the murders, or if they were all committed by the same person. It's believed that there may be 5 to 14 victims. To top it off, the Wetzel County Jane Doe isn't the only tie to West Virginia in the redheaded murders. On September 16th, 1984, the body of a woman who was identified as 28-year-old Lisa Nichols, who also used the last name Jarvis, was found along Interstate 40 near West Memphis, Arkansas. She only had a sweater on. She was found to be a resident of West Virginia. Authorities were not able to identify and contact her family members for some time, indicating that Lisa was estranged from them. She was not identified until June of 1985, 9 months after she was murdered. The Wetzel County Jane Doe is estimated to have been around 30 years old, 5'5", and 135 pounds. She was a white female who police believe to have been a frequenter of a bar or an employee of a bar. The bar locations include West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and possibly Ohio. The characteristics of Jane Doe include auburn hair, a possible cesarean scar on her abdomen, a mole on her chest, a double pierced ear. She hasn't officially been labeled a mother because her scars could actually mean that she could have had surgeries regarding her uterus or her fallopian tubes. Police also noticed that her toenails were painted orange and that her legs and armpits were shaved. This kind of ruled out her being a hitchhiker to them. Another theory in the case of the Wetzel County Jane Doe is the Hare Krishna involvement in her death. In the late 1960s, Kirtanananda Swami founded New Vrindavan on the outskirts of Moundsville, West Virginia, a community established a little over 30 miles from where the Wetzel County Jane Doe's body was found. New Vrindavan is known for the Palace of Gold, which I've actually been there, and it's absolutely beautiful. The Palace of Gold is an iconic home for Prabhulada, the founder of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, known in short as Hare Krishna. The reason for the Hare Krishna involvement in the Wetzel County Jane Doe's death stems from Kirtanananda, not too long after the community had an established following. Two retired devotees dropped a major bombshell. They said that Kirtanananda and other teachers in New Vrindavan were sexually abusing children, experimenting and selling drugs, and stealing money from the community. Not too long after this came out, the two devotees were murdered. Another devotee, who was actually convicted of the murders, alleged that he acted on the order of Kirtanananda. To me, this is just really far-fetched that it goes with this case. Like I've said, I've been to the Palace of Gold and the surrounding area. You honestly feel nothing but peace, even though there's a lot of people there. Personally, I think that at the time, this was just a rumor that people started, and it's hard to even search this case and not talk about this without mentioning the Hare Krishnas in it. Hi everyone, Mark here with an exciting announcement. Courtney and I have teamed up with our friends from Three Sisters Paranormal to start a ghost tour company called Appalachian Ghost Tours. Our first ghost tour is almost here and we couldn't be more thrilled. We will be investigating the historic Mayberry Mansion in Mayberry, West Virginia on September 13th. For the first time ever, this beautiful mansion with a tragic past will be explored. So if you have nothing planned for Friday the 13th, come out and join us for an unforgettable paranormal investigation. To RSVP, click the link below. We hope to see you there. Even though the Wetzel County Jane Doe may not have an identity in 2024, there is somewhat a happy ending in her story. When the Wetzel County Jane Doe was released from the medical examiner's office, she was to be cremated. However, a couple from Payton County, West Virginia, decided that they couldn't let her face such a fate. The couple adopted the Wetzel County Jane Doe in 1993 and gave her the name Judy Beattie Doe, and she was buried in a donated family plot. All of Judy's funeral services were donated, and almost 30 people attended the burial for a woman they never knew. Judy now lays underneath a bronze marble stone that reads, quote, AKA Judy, 1983. You were unknown to us, but you are known and loved by God, end quote. As of September 2024, the identity of the Wetzel County Jane Doe is still unknown. For me, I wish the state of West Virginia had the funding to test DNA like Judy's, so we could finally get her name back. If the state of West Virginia could use 23andMe, they could see who Judy is related to and go from there. I hope someday in the near future, Judy gets her real name back. If you find yourself enjoying Mountain State Mysteries, take a second to follow, download, and rate it on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others find good West Virginia true crime podcasts. Don't forget to follow Mountain State Mysteries on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, all at Mountain State Mysteries. Do you have a case you want us to cover? Send us an email at mountainstatemysteries304@gmail.com. For the show notes, check out our website, mountainstatemysteriespodcast.com. We will actually be off next week because we will be ghost hunting the Mayberry Mansion on September Friday the 13th. So if you're free, please come join us. It will be a ghost hunt you'll never forget. Mountain State Mysteries is a Mystery Media production.